This is NPR.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A forensic audit into Memphis Shelby County Schools accuses the district of at least $50 million in potential waste fraud and abuse. State officials are floating criminal charges. Chalkbeat reports many of the issues involve multi-million dollar contracts for things like custodial services. The services were subpar, and there were accusations of kickback schemes. Generally, the audit said poor financial oversight was rampant. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton says he feels confident the U.S. attorney will prosecute, according to the Commercial Appeal newspaper. Sexton was among the lawmakers leading the charge on a bill allowing the state to take over Memphis schools. The move was started after initial findings from this audit were released. The legislation creates a separate state-appointed board, mostly to handle the district's money. The bill passed, and the law was supposed to start working on July 1st, but the school district sued, and a judge hit the brakes on the takeover for at least 2 weeks. Sexton is saying the district needs to drop its lawsuit. On social media, the district said its leaders want to review the audit before commenting, but that all of these issues happened under a different administration. AAA says average gas prices fell another 2 cents this week in Tennessee, but prices are still up more than 60 cents from this time last year. It's hard to know how long declining prices will continue, but MTSU economist Dan Smith told Our Daily Show, This is Nashville, gas isn't much higher than historical averages if you compare the price to wages.
On average, since 1976, it's been about 7.5 minutes that the average non-supervisory worker has to work to buy 1 gallon of gas. It is currently about 8.5 minutes. So it is up compared to historical trends. But I think the pain point is that a lot of people bought bigger cars than they needed. And they also bought homes that were further from where they worked, meaning longer commutes, on the premise that gas prices would be low, that we had a low period. And I think they're locked into these decisions. Now they may be rethinking those right now.
You can hear that whole episode at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcast. The episode also included visits to both Bucky's and Dolly's travel centers. Listen to This is Nashville wherever you get your podcasts.